Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. As we pause halfway through our interview with Gail Bungalis, we are going to talk with our AAA editor, Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, to find out about what is going on in the universe, both at the macro and the micro, and maybe we have to come up with a third one, Beth, the spiritual universe as well, because that all ties in there. And we were talking, Gail and I were talking a little bit about the still small voice and listening. And one of the comments that I remember hearing myself say to somebody who was seeking some advice about a situation was that you need to listen to that still small voice or your intuition or that gut feeling. It's all the same thing, because it will never, ever, ever steer you wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
That is absolutely correct. And a lot of times, the more you ignore it, the louder it gets. Yeah. So it's just smart to be responsive, you know?
So we're listening, communicating, and in doing so, especially with those integral parts of ourselves, then we develop and create in our lives a more harmonious existence.
Very much so. Very much so. And, you know, this time of year, I see so many people come in, especially with the coming eclipses, putting so much emphasis on family, you know, because they're wanting to be in more harmonious relationships with these souls that are so important to them. But you can't do that if you're not really listening to them, and you can't listen to them if you're not listening to you. And so it all really starts with you. It really all starts with that personal relationship with yourself and your own soul, and listening to that soul's voice.
That's an interesting way of phrasing that. And of course, you know, we're all trying our very best to do the best we can. And I'm looking at some of the notes that you've shared with me that we're going to talk a little bit about in terms of the planets and their alignment. But I was just thinking, I was going to ask you, so when is the next Mercury in retrograde? And the reason I'm asking this is because instead of looking at it from any fear-based position, it's like, oh, great, the next opportunity to learn more about myself is coming. I can hardly wait.
You are learning. I am so happy. This makes me so happy. I have successfully reframed this for you. That makes me really happy.
I'm hoping to maintain that, too.
Yep. The next Mercury retrograde is coming up. I believe it starts on the 6th of August, the 6th or the 2nd.
Okay.
Let me look. It's in August,
mm-hmm.
and it's in Virgo. And Virgo is very much about how you serve God and how you serve your fellow man and how you serve in the world to elevate and enlighten and, you know, be a being of raised consciousness and be a being who helps. But to do that in a way that doesn't make you resentful or hideously, you know, codependent or to where you're denying yourself so much that you're bitter about it. Okay,
yeah.
I found my notes. It's August 2nd to the 26th.
Okay.
Is the Mercury retrograde. It is in Virgo.
Now, when it's in a different sign, that retrograde period is in a different sign, it means something slightly different, right?
It has a different focus.
Different focus.
It has a slightly different focus.
Okay.
A Mercury retrograde is in Leo, which is a much more self-oriented sign and much more about your exuberant, your own personal, artistic, exuberant, glorious self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to get more information about that. It helps you find your more artistic side, your creativity, that sort of thing. You know, Virgo is a very pristine, a very pure energy. It's very holy. And so you're finding the God within,
right,
so that you can be connected and serve the God without.
So we don't get too far ahead here. We have the 21st of May coming up, and for a lot of people it's very significant. Is there a real big significance from an astrological, astronomical perspective?
Well, for me, being a Gemini, I'm thrilled because that's the day that the sun moves into Gemini. You know, different people think different things. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't see this particular May 21st as being a bigger day than any other. There's a moon void for a while there, for about 5 hours. There's a lot of planetary aspects, but I don't get the sense that it's that big of a deal. I'm more focused on, you know, the lunar Beltane is the 17th.
Okay.
And, you know, that's the May Day, the Festival of Spring and Fertility. You know, some days our Gregorian calendar lines up with the lunar calendar just fine, or some years, and some years it doesn't.
Yeah.
This year there was, you know, about a 2.5 week gap between the Gregorian May Day and the lunar May Day.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can look, as we have our last minute here, we can look over the next couple of weeks, or even just this next week, because we're going to have you back next Saturday as well.
Right.
Focal points.
Focal point is definitely relationships and creating harmony in relationships, especially either with women or utilizing more of the divine feminine energy and archetype.
Interesting stuff. Well, I'm fascinated by all of this as we talk more and more about it. And I think, again, part of our objective here is to demystify things. And so we're trying to do that, especially specifically with the whole retrograde thing. And if we can begin to look at the focal points as retrograde is in the different signs, I think we'll have a better understanding. And I'm glad that you've provided that. And again, people can go to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Yes, they can. And thanks again, Richard. You guys have a great day.
You too. We'll be back with more here on Tell Me Your Story.